We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. I love it when Richard still gets startled when I do that. It's an attention getter. And of course, in the studio, we got Richard Hoskins, the professor himself.
What's going on up in Tight Squeeze, Virginia?
And then, of course, we got RL Cool Car Builder / Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about hot date cars, and we're going through an Auto Week list. And we were talking about a Lincoln Continental and then drive-by shootings. That's just bad.
That's very bad. Why would you even put that in
there? That's bad for your date.
Yeah, that's not
bad
a good
for
date.
Your car. That's not good.
That's bad for your life.
Well, that's bad. That's bad for living things in general.
I don't care if I'm on a date or not. I don't want to be involved in a drive-by shooting.
And get some bail money. Hey, did everybody in the car bring their bail money?
That's what I ask every time I go out.
I don't want to be on a date with six people.
I don't either.
Sounds like a fun time.
Well, it all depends on if you're the oddball or not.
Yo. Okay, FCC regulation, we have to keep this moving.
Move on.
All right.
Moving on.
So the next car on the list, a 66 Mustang convertible.
It's a pretty cool day car.
That could be a cool day car. I'll give you that one. I like that one.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that one.
Everybody loves Mustangs.
They do. Everybody's got a soft spot, especially for the early Mustangs.
Absolutely.
I've never heard anybody say, man, I just don't like that first gen Mustang.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't like them, you still like them. Yeah,
exactly. You just know the taste of them. They're just classy.
It's like a C4 Corvette. You just got to love it.
Yeah, kind of the same thing.
It's always classy.
Kind of the same thing.
I've got the best story ever about a first-gen Mustang.
All right.
And it actually involves love.
What's your story?
This is a good one. This is a true story. Everybody knows I buy and sell a lot of cluttered car stuff. I had a good friend of mine that his father built a Mustang, and he wanted to sell it. It was a 66 Mustang 289 automatic and convertible. I had the car sitting in my driveway. They dropped it off. Clean little car. Probably about a week later, I get an email from a lady that's interested in this car and said, hey, I love these cars. I've came into some money, yada, yada, yada. I'm interested in looking. And sure, you know, keep in mind, this is all through, you know, like emails and text messages, never a phone call or seeing this person in person. So it was a Saturday afternoon, and, you know, I gave her the address. She came by the house.
I like where this is going.
This lady pulls up, I kid you not, probably on a scale of 1 to 10, judging her appearance, I would give her a 14.
Wow.
I mean, she's a very attractive lady. Very attractive. Long black dress, slit all the way up. And she is walking down my driveway towards this Mustang. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, what, your boyfriend or your husband needs to be buying a Mustang, not you.
She knew how to buy a car.
She come walking down the drive. Shrewd negotiations.
Exactly.
She come walking down the driveway, and she got probably about 20 feet away, and then she spoke. What's up? She had the deepest voice I've ever heard on a human being, much less a female, in my life. It took all I could do to keep a straight face at this. I mean, it sounded so deep. And I mean, I know I got a pretty deep voice on it. But this is like I was looking for like the big burly guy walking behind her to step out. But it was coming from her, from this petite, cute little blonde who worked for a major cosmetics company. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what in the heck? I mean, of all the people that can't have, like, could be mute or something, you know? But, and so, anyway, we go to test drive this car, and she loves it. Well, you get to be friends. You know what I'm saying? When you're selling someone a collector car, you get to know, them. And I asked, I said, you know, it's none of my business, but what put you on to a classic Mustang? She said, I'm looking for a man. I'm like, go figure. And she said, it's so weird. He says, I have no problems. You know, so I can go on dating websites and things like that. But she says, just like, well, as soon as I start talking to them, they stop talking to me.
Did you say it's probably your voice?
No, I wanted to say that. I had to play like the dumb, like, really? That's crazy. What are you trying to say? But she was talking like she looked like Cindy Crawford, but she talked like Jerry Reed.
Wow.
Oh. Slow down, bandit. But let me get Fred. But so anyway, she got this car. But I want to tell you, it's a long story short. She got this Mustang. She actually did some work to it and changed some things on it, made it her own. And now she's getting married.
There you go. There you go.
That's a love story.
It is a love story.
That's a love story. And I sold a car in the process.
Only thing that would have been funnier, you knew the guy she was getting married to.
No.
But that would have been funny, though.
No. Yes. I don't think I could hold it together if I knew the guy. There's so many lines that I can't say on radio that come to mind right now that I would say.
This is such an uncomfortable story.
But it's a love story.
Old cars, man, they bring people together.
They do. I mean, I don't know. Come here and give me some sugar.
Married, huh? Dang.
Imagine waking up beside that every morning.
Just
good morning, sweets.
Just roll over and just tell her to go, shh. Don't say
maybe
nothing.
He's deaf.
He might be.
Or he talks like a woman.
That would be funny.
That would just fit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see him using sign language or anything. But, I mean, you know, I'm excited.
If he's deaf, he's the happiest man on earth.
I want to tell you something. He got the total package.
Plus.
Yeah, and I mean, now.
And he got a Mustang.
I mean, you think about it, though. I mean, if you think about it, if he's deaf, I mean, you couldn't listen to Hot Rods and Happy Hour, but.
Well, you couldn't
listen to a lot of things that you don't want to listen to either, though.
That is true.
That's true. And the fact that he might not be listening makes me feel better about this conversation.
Yeah, that we're picking on his future wife. Or you're picking
on
his future wife.
How did
she hair? What now?
How well did she hair?
Extremely well, I'm sure.
Okay, oops.
It won't be the first time I ever made a lady mad. Maybe the first time I made one mad that talks like Jerry Reed. But you know what I'm saying. It's
wow.
She kind of talks like Vader.
Was this a local girl?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't local.
Good, good.
But you know what I'm saying? But I love how this car
brought them together.
Yeah.
It did. It's
that,
love.
That is cool. And a Mustang is a car like that because they pull at your heartstrings, you know? Everybody's got memories of old Mustangs.
Too bad not vocal cords.
Yeah. Remember this one time I was out on a date in my Mustang with this chick that talked like a guy?
Maybe she could sell the Mustang once she gets married and get her vocal cords clipped or something.
Get them clipped. Horrible.
Dang, man.
Cody, that was cold as ice.
I know, but still.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, get them modified.
Like, that's what I meant to
I
say,
expect
really.
Better of you than that.
I kind of meant, like, modified or somehow you make your voice sound a little bit more femaleish. I don't know how they do.
Should you get one of them Stephen Hawking things?
I never said I was a doctor. I never said I was a throat surgeon.
You know,
it wouldn't surprise
Doc, can we clip her vocal cords?
You would not be a good surgeon.
Goodness gracious.
Stick to law.
It already sounds like she swallowed a grenade. I mean, it's just like, I mean, it was bad. But that's my Mustang story. And it talks about love, so I thought it was a good time for it.
It was. It's a sweet story.
I actually like that story.
It is. I mean, it ain't no Danielle Steel novel or anything, but it's good.
It could be.
A little bit of modification.
We could throw some beaks and claws in there and it'd work. Anyway, I tell you what else has got to work. We got to get these commercial breaks in so we can keep this show working. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more hot day car action headed your way right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And then, of course, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst slash numbers guru slash love doctor.
I don't know about that.
The professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Why Not Mississippi.
Why not?
Yeah, that sounds like a cool place.
That does sound like a cool town.
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, we're talking about hot date cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour with Valentine's Day right around the corner. And the thing that makes, to me, a hot date car, it's got to be classy, it's got to be fun, maybe a little sporty. What is, like, the perfect hot date car for you, Professor?
Well, when we were talking about it, we said that cost wasn't really a factor.
Yeah.
So, you know, in this rare instance where I get to pick a car and money doesn't matter, I'm going to say something like new or old, either way, you can't really go wrong. Like, maybe new, a Ferrari 488 Spider. You know, if you like the classy stuff, maybe, like, an old 275 California.
See, the professor goes ultra classy.
Well, so that's me, man.
What's the MSRP, what we're going here, price ranges?
On a 488, about 400.
1,000?
Yeah.
275 GT?
It's got another digit in it. Probably 7 to 10 million.
You got a car with a phone number?
Essentially, yeah.
I didn't know they were putting phones in cars that back then.
For enough money.
I thought the Batmobile was the only car that had a phone in it back then.
I want to know where Richard's taking his car on this date to.
That's what I'm saying.
Wherever I want.
Dollar menu, baby. You can have anything you want, long as it's a dollar. You're drinking water.
Yeah. Don't you be ordering a soda.
What do you do? I just take this thing home and wipe it with a diaper.
I gotta sleep in the trunk.
So I got my Square Body Explorer for.
Yeah. You hope that one doesn't end up going back to the house. There's something I forgot to tell you.
I spent all the money in this car. We're living in an Explorer.
In a Square Body Explorer. We're not even talking about a nice round body. No. Kobe, we already talked about your perfect date car.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell us about it.
It would have to be a 53 Caddy drop top. Just Mac Daddy'd out. Candy red. Nice leather. Tan leather interior.
Lots of chrome.
Lots of chrome. About 30 grand worth.
Of chrome. That's a lot of chrome.
Yeah, he's trying to change the old motto that chrome won't get you home.
But well, you can sure look good when you're...
Might be if Kobe's driving.
I can't rhyme chrome with never mind. But that's a classy ride. But I get like that's not the Boss Hog, got your big Caddy ride. You know what I'm saying? It's not a Boss Hog. It's like a Hank Williams Caddy, but you know what I'm saying.
That's cool. That's not...
That is. That's,
I mean, when you... If you were going to go out on that date, though, you got to do it right. You got to have the brim hat. You got to have the nice... You just got to be dressed to the nines.
If you got good hair like this, you don't wear a brim hat.
Trust me.
You leave your fedora at home.
When you got a 53 Caddy drop top, you got to have a brim hat. That's just part of it.
Have you seen my hair?
Yes, I have. Plenty of times. I'm looking at it right now.
I know. It's nice.
But I'm telling you. If you're in a 53 Caddy, you got to have the hat. I mean, it's just a pimp style.
When you got hair like this, you could roll up in an 83 Caddy and still be doing okay.
Maybe.
This is a Seville.
You really like to push the limits of that hair, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, Fabio.
Yeah, you hear that knock? That's that 4.1. What?
But on the other spectrum, I know that's like, you know, just a crazy car. But on the other side, I guess realistically, I would say probably, like a really nice, modest, just AMG Mercedes.
Modest and AMG typically don't go hand in hand.
Yeah, they are. You can get a nice AMG Modest AMG.
A modest. Show me your modest AMGs.
I think they call those not AMGs.
No, no, you can be modest. You just act like you're modest when you drive an AMG.
Oh, so it's an act.
Yeah, it's an act.
So don't show us your modest AMG. No. We're going to act like we're modest AMG. Yeah. See, you're starting out wrong because you got to be yourself when you go out on these dates, Kobe.
Yeah, I was going to say. You're married, dude.
Well, yeah, you suck at this. You want a car that screams you're not modest, but you want to act like you're modest. Are you trying to do like some kind of Jedi mind trick or
exactly.
what?
Exactly.
It's a good thing you're married, bud.
I need a Tylenol right now. I mean, goodness gracious, my head's hurting.
But see, like when I met my wife, I had a 93 Cobra, so I mean that was just
That was back in 93, so that would have been a pretty awesome date car.
It was. It was. But I had it past 93, but
well,
yeah,
I know.
But yeah, but that was a cool date car too.
Well, you know, just riding around. It's got snakes on it.
Yeah, it's got snakes on it. V8 5-speed Mustangs are always fun.
So I'm saying. You know,
like, no AC.
AC.
Yeah, boy.
And it was freaking hot, too. In the
did you take the
roll
AC
that
off?
Window yeah. down. I'm yeah. about to melt.
Yeah, I took the AC off.
Yeah.
Did the underdrive pulley kit, stuff like that. You know, all the modest stuff.
Modest.
Yeah, again. Teal Cobra with no AC and loud mufflers. Modest.
Modest. I think I'm going to buy Kobe a dictionary.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think we need to teach Kobe like what the word modest means.
Oh, I know what it means.
Okay. You know, you got to go, since you guys went on both ends of the spectrum, I think, how about a new Corvette, America's sports car?
New Corvette is always a winner.
Not for me.
Why not?
You
don't like America?
No, I love America.
Apple pie?
I love apple pie.
Hot dogs?
Yeah.
Bald eagles?
Oh, yeah.
Baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Then you love Corvettes, the end.
I just don't like the Corvettes.
The red, white, and blue?
I'm just not a Corvette guy.
Didn't you just buy a Corvette?
I yes, pray for you every night. I really do. I
know.
Really do.
I'm just not a Corvette guy.
It's just, I'm being modest here, but I'm just saying.
That's another car that just screams modesty.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I mean, I like a new Vette, and they ride good. Hell, they get good fuel mileage, even.
Yeah, they're good cars.
And then if I want to play Richard's game, I'm going to go for a Daytona Ferrari.
That's
sick.
That's a beautiful car.
That is beautiful.
Probably one of the most beautiful cars ever made, in my opinion.
You could definitely make that argument.
I love it. I tell you what I don't love is these damn commercial breaks. They get us every time. Guys, we got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And, of course, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru / doctor of love, Richard Hoskins.
You know that's right. What's going on, Polk County, North Carolina?
That's what I'm saying for the NC. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Cupid Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, you know, we're talking about hot date cars with Valentine's Day right around the corner. About a hot date story. Now, we've got a hot date Mustang story, Professor, for you.
It's not really so much a hot date story,
but it's love.
Yeah, yeah.
It's love in the Mustang.
When I met my first love, my first real girlfriend, I happened to drive a black 1966 Mustang, and worked at the Bijou, which our locals might remember. And so,
movie theater.
Yeah, it was movie theater. So did this young lady, and she was hot too. And I don't know. We went from coworkers to blossoming young love. And all the dates, because I still had the car when she finally realized what she was doing and broke up with me. Still had the car, and all of our dates were in my black 66 Mustang. And it was like the perfect time to be a teenager. Like,
I'm tearing up, dude. Yeah. Like, that's a good one.
You know, so many people, like, look back and talk about how horrible their childhood was or their growing up. Mine was pretty awesome.
You know what? I've got a do you have a good Mustang story?
Yeah, well,
do you have a Mustang love story?
Yeah, I actually do. Like he said, like one of my first cars, well, my second car was a Mustang. It was a 79 Mustang Fox Body, and me and my high school sweetheart, that's what we would, I would pick her up from school every morning, take her to school, drop her off, we would go to the lake, and everything we did, because she didn't even have a car, so it was all in that 79 Fox Body.
I had a 79 Fox Body. Now, I've got one for you. And this one's a good one. This one right here, kids, you know what? I feel like I need to make like a PSA announcement on this one.
That's probably not a bad idea.
This one right here, you need to listen. I want everybody to listen. If old Rob has ever spoke the truth to you, this is right now. Richard, love and heartbreak in a Mustang.
You know it.
Kobe, apparently it didn't work out with...
Exactly, it didn't.
With the 79 Mustang chick. I met my first wife driving a 1994 Mustang GT convertible triple black.
I remember that car.
Okay. I met her in that car. We went on dates on that car. I asked her to marry me in that car.
Wow.
And then we got divorced. And you know what? I went on a date with the first time since leaving my wife in a Corvette.
You upgraded.
And it's been going great ever since.
That was very touching. Whoa, wait. You went on your first date with your second wife?
No.
Didn't go that well, as I recall.
No, that one. Okay, listen.
That was in another Mustang.
Why rain on my parade, okay?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I'm just,
you're missing the forest for the trees right now.
I'm sorry.
But I'm serious, though. But I was just thinking about it, though. I met her in a Mustang, and then it ended like that. And then...
You upgraded.
I got a Corvette and a better looking chick to boot.
There you go. That is touching.
It is, I mean, I'll be honest with you. So basically, the moral of the story.
There's not a dry eye out there right now.
The moral of the story is if you get a Corvette, you win. The end.
Well, if you get a Corvette, you've already won. Because I mean, Corvettes aren't cheap.
Well, yeah. Oh, no.
I tell you, Richard, I mean, you were a pretty privileged kid to have a classic Mustang as a teenager. I mean, that was just a cool ride to have.
I was. I did not have it rough, but I also got really, really good grades, and I got a full ride to college. So my dad basically said, you can either go to USC, which is what I wanted to do, and keep your then also new 96 Dodge Avenger. Or I'll buy you a Mustang. And I was like, well, I want a new GT. If I went to Greenville Tech, I'm sorry, that was the other go to USC or go to Greenville Tech and get a new Mustang. And I wanted a GT, and he said, no, I'm not getting you a GT. So I was like, well, I don't want a V6 Mustang. How about an old one? So we bought my old one and just completely redid it. And yeah, it was not a rough time.
It sounds like a very good time.
Yeah, it was. And I had a smoking hot blonde girlfriend that was 2 years younger than me. It was pretty cool. Senior year was pretty cool.
When I was driving my Corvette, I was dating a brunette that was 5 years younger than me. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong
with it. Just throwing that out there.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Corvette. Just saying.
We're going to make you the national spokesperson for Corvettes.
I could be.
You could be.
National Corvette Museum. I mean, I'd like to think that I raised the market value of C4 Corvettes across the board.
Bowling Green could be like your Vegas, and you would come out and do like 3 shows a night.
I'm the Wayne Newton of Bowling Green, Kentucky. That's almost depressing, really, you know? Oh, that's bad. That's real bad. But...
$15 tickets on air at 9:30, 12:30, and 2:30.
We'll have a late night show. Would have.
I want to be. Like, on I'd the have late an
early
night
bird.
One.
I'd have an early bird show. You know? Because we are dealing with Corvette people, so you know you got old people.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll have, like, you know, dinner show, and then we'll have the late night show, and that's where the real action's
on
at.
On the early show, it's got to be like 25% off for tickets also.
Well, not on the late show?
On the early show. No, on the late show.
Yeah, gotta, so, yeah, you get the early bird special. You get your Groupon coupon. And
on the
in.
Late show, there's got to be me. I want to join you.
We'd be the only ones there, probably.
Thanks, man.
Really, Kobe?
Probably.
True friend stabs you in the front, man.
No, we'd be there.
Well, we'll be there. Oh, yeah, don't try to cover it up now.
Right.
No, I just said me and Richard would be there for the late night show.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I'm just saying. Corvette.
Corvette.
Yeah,
it fixes
I mean,
things.
You make a strong case.
And I'll tell you something else, another funny love fact in Corvettes. When I was getting married the first time, my father told me, son, now keep in mind this was 2000. My dad, the day I was getting married, took me and my two best men and took us to Kevin Whitaker Chevrolet, a local Chevrolet dealership, and there was a row of C5 Corvettes, every color, convertible, hardtop, whatever you want. He said, son, anyone, you pick it out, it's yours. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, just don't get married. He said, you can date her. He said, just don't get married. He said, I tell you what. And I looked, and the thing is crazy, I looked at a Millennium Yellow, black leather, C5 convertible.
Like sick necks.
Exactly. I opened the door, I drove it, and I came back with it. My dad's sitting there. My dad drove a bright red Ford F-350 with the two guys that are in the wedding with me were standing there as I came back with it. And he said, you don't even have to go back. He said, I'll drive down to the church. I'll tell him everything. You enjoy your car. And I'm like, Dad, I love this car, but I love her. And he said, son, do you really want to read? He said, I'm telling you. He said, you ain't got to do a thing. He said, I will fix everything. And you just go enjoy your car. And I'm like, but I said, no, I made a promise. And that right there is when I learned the lesson. Because if I still had the C5 Corvette, take the depreciation out of it, I still would have been ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You do, you spend a few nights kicking yourself over that one?
You know what? I'm not even a big C5 Corvette fan. But I'll be honest with you.
I'd rather have a C5 than a divorce.
Exactly. Exactly.
Moral of the story, don't eat the cake.
Get the Corvette. That's the moral of the story.
Don't get married.
Get the Corvette.
I was trying to be nice about it. Don't eat the cake.
I would love to rewind my life. Could you imagine which direction my life would have went if I didn't do that and took the C5 Vet?
Would have surely been cool.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It would have been fun, that's for sure. But I don't know. No, what did I go get married?
Life lessons.
God, I'm kind of sad now I shouldn't told that story.
I know. That's depressing. It's sad. That's the way it is. I tell you what else is sad is this commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We got a Craigslist challenge you definitely don't want to miss right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, and of course, in the studio, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours. You know what? I got to come up with a new line for you, Richard.
Why?
I don't know. Financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
There's finally a few people that know who I am.
don't.
In honor of next week?
Yeah.
In honor of next week's holiday, we're going to give a shout out to Valentine, Nebraska.
Look at you.
Yes,
like
indeed.
Like old Cupid himself over there.
Thought of that all by myself.
Love machine.
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, we got a Craigslist challenge. And I love doing Craigslist challenge because, you know, it makes you work. You got to get creative.
Yeah.
$5,000 limit. You got to find the best date car.
Cupid. Got mine.
Okay, Kobe, first no, to speak, no, first
okay,
to show.
Okay, I'll start it out because y'all going to have a pretty good beating on this one.
Beating?
Yep.
Why we gotta be
I
beating?
Found a 1996 Cadillac Fleetwood Limo Boss Hog.
Oh, Lord.
I don't even...
It's a stretch limo.
It is... kind of, it's six-door.
It's a funeral home car.
It's an airport car.
But it's a limo, boss hog.
Why do you keep saying boss hog?
Because that's what it says.
Okay.
It says boss hog.
What does that incorporate?
It incorporates...
It's got bullhorns on the front of it, don't it?
It does.
Oh, well, that is a good day car.
Because everybody knows that's the mark of class.
50
class.
Well, it would work in Marietta. 56,000 miles.
Six mile.
LT1 350 engine, super strong automatic transmission, perfectly ice cold AC, separate controls for the rear, holds 9 people comfortably. Looks closely. A few cosmetic flaws, but it says it's still in really good shape. Has massive, I say, bullhorns. That's exactly what it says.
Is that one of the cosmetic flaws?
Not probably. This car was my Clemson tailgating car. It's great for attention, and everyone would love to get in it and go cruising or go on special dates. And it says it.
Does
in
it
the
say
ad.
That?
It says it in the ad. Special.
I think
dates.
That guy's wrong, but
he's got the special part down. That's for sure.
That's gonna be a special date indeed.
But you got Clemson, you got bullhorns, and you got special date in the ad.
I mean, it's a limo.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's a Cadillac.
It's a Cadillac,
Professor.
Oh man, I'm still reeling from Kobe's. I went a little bit more traditional this time. Nothing crazy. You said no vans, so that knocked out most of my first choices. And I went with a 2005 Mercedes CLK 500 convertible.
That's a good one.
Tires are extremely new, not just new. New coils, new plugs, new wires. Interior's nice. Owned by a military vet and wife. Let's see how that. Vehicle's priced at below KBB rough book because we'll need a replacement convertible top, but that's going to be down anyway. Can help locate the top and have a shop already ready to install. AMG wheels and appearance package. Black on tan leather interior, black top for $4,500.
Let me see this. It's a good looking car.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a very sophisticated car.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you show up with that top down, you know, she knows what's up.
You put the top up, it's just like having the top down still, but you know.
Just don't get caught in no rain.
Hey, you know what I'm saying.
It says it doesn't leak. I don't believe it, but it says that.
You know, that's the same people say they have T-tops that don't leak, too.
Right.
Right now, there's somebody, whatever, them T-tops don't leak in my third gen.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
And they
all
squeak.
Leak.
They pour.
They all leak. It's like somebody asked me about C4 Corvette squeaking and it's being squeaking rattle traps. And everybody that's on one commented in the video and said, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Then somebody told me, my C4 Corvette doesn't. I'm like, voila.
You've never driven it.
I don't believe you own it.
Another good choice with my Mercedes. It's only $4,500. So that's going to be a pretty cool date.
Heck,
we have $5,000 to play with.
Mine was
$500 to play with. Yeah.
Yeah, mine was $4,800. Yeah.
48. Yours cost more than...
Yeah, I know. Mine was $4,800.
Wow.
Mine cost $3,600.
All right, you're going to have a fun date.
$3,600. So I've got $1,400.
What year is a C4 Corvette?
It's a 1989.
All right, fair enough.
1989 C4 Corvette, 6-speed.
Oh, that's cool.
Maroon over tan leather with seat cover, so I'm pretty sure it looks like a wild puma had been trapped in it for 10 years.
Yeah, but are they like sheepskin seat cars?
No, just crappy tan ones.
Well, you can fix that with sheepskin seat cars.
I mean, it's classy.
Yeah.
Put them fuzzy ones in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a C4 Corvette, which is the ultimate date car, because I'll be honest with you. You know, I kind of look at it like this. With a C4 Corvette, you got to take like the Chuck Norris approach to things.
You got to kick it.
When you say...
Don't take nothing off of nobody.
No. But you got to think about it. When a man drives a C4 Corvette, he doesn't date. Because when you date, That doesn't mean you're going to get lucky or anything like that. You're just going to meet another person for a meal or meet another person to hang out. You know what I'm saying?
No.
This C4 Corvette is like a direct mating ritual. Like when you roll up in this, it's like, I don't know, like some wild boar, something, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, no, it's like Chuck Norris doesn't go hunting, because if you're going hunting, you're just looking for something. Chuck Norris goes killing. That's what he does. When you have a C4 Corvette, you know what you're doing?
You're talking about killing your date.
No.
You are riding in a C4 Corvette.
All right, Kobe. That's strike two. Right there. So, and I, don't make me go to three because I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't date. Buy a C4 Corvette.
But you see what I'm getting at. When you have a C4 Corvette, you can skip all the BS stuff. She knows you're a man of sophistication. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a C4 vet. I'll be honest with you.
Boy, we're riding a thin line right now.
Of what?
This
of fiberglass. This
segment.
But you know what I mean? I think it's a classy ride. I mean,
I think it sounds like a cool car.
It's a classic Corvette.
Yeah. That is a cool car. I do. It comes down to either you or Richard.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Richard's.
I think Richard's got me.
Yeah, Richard's Mercedes is.
Richard's Mercedes is actually a really nice car. I'll be honest with you. This 89 Vet's not the best in the world. I've done a horrible job of keeping down the price of C4 Corvettes because they've gotten extremely expensive. So either we're going to have to raise the limit or I'm going to have to quit talking about them so
much. Pick a couple up.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's like they're bad. Quit buying them. I'm telling you.
I don't know. This has got to be the one where I guess a third party needs to call it. They're all so different. I don't know. I mean, Kobe, I get where you're coming from.
I mean,
you know, how many of them nine chairs fold down?
I don't have a clue. I got pictures of the interior. But
it's, I mean, but you know, at the end of the day, do you think, you know, you could like be all curled up and making out in a funeral home car?
It ain't a funeral home car.
It was.
Because it has all the chairs in it.
Exactly. It didn't haul the body. It's not a hearse. It's a funeral home limo, though.
I don't think it was.
Family car.
It's a family car. Exactly. It hauled grieving widows and stuff in it, you know? It kind of kills the mood.
Yeah, that might be a little bit of a mood killer.
Well, maybe not.
Just like kills the mood when Richard's date has to wear a slicker when it starts raining in the car because it needs a top. Well, I don't know, guys. I'll tell you what, we're going to let you decide this week. We're all out of time, but I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.